Transmitter. Transmitter.
Ja.
Ja. PC. PNC here. Like a little box.
Das war kein Schiaf-Deck. Das ist doof.
Was ist hier?
Was?
Nichts. JBL on the wall.
Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. Fuck the internet drive.
Ik ben op zich wel toegestuurd. Hij is niet altijd snel.
Laptop?
Ja, nee, gewoon alles.
Nee.
Ik heb echt nog een half uur moeten wachten voordat hier een site komen waar ik meer informatie moest halen.
Ja. You should speak English. Hello. Hello. Hello there, little friend.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. I'm busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentations once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. Conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last
sure.
time.
Okay.
Well, take it away.
Okay, and welcome.
You are.
Component design. First of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things I elaborated on. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls? Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about sure, what's going on. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. It's one of the because when you use remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged. It's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single curved. Sorry, single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best drawn.
It's a color.
Breath color. Face color.
Mean
forward. Back.
Okay. Let's make it black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. And that's that. Also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
Also side view.
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, just using Clossex or another cleaning some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. The batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the your remote control in the mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No. Just looking.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty after 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Oh well, business colors. I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah, in this color.
Okay, they should be in mind.
But
it?
I don't think you have to make the entire thing in the.
Okay,
color.
So it doesn't says to have the.
It
slogan.
Must be recognizable.
Okay. Well, it's possible, of course. Could make
the
R and R, R and R, and top the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because just the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people will find interesting, and will buy faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it. For example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it makes it fancy. Okay. Well, that's all about my all my findings.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look, and we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition, and this is that you ask, you give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker, and so that you say good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what's your name. This is an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And that's going to get cold or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because tried to make some kind of idea on how it should look like, but I can draw, so don't make too much of it. I tried to the LCD screen. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program.
No, just B.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then the buttons above and below. The mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something. But, the numbers. It should be a bit darker, I think. It's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button would take text apart because it's not really options, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's options, yes. The settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of good color settings or something. But this is a bit how I felt. And the LCD somewhere in the remote, because you could be more curvy in the remote. Better in your hand or something.
Okay.
Microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of. And then you should get the other options. What you could do then, that you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings, and older people also don't really want to use this this kind of option menus. So they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, third.
Go, Danny.
Go, Danny.
Team member. presentation. Okay, I'm going to tell you something about trend watching. The trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people like about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The internet I use was, like I thought, I watched the trends from past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people. So we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Files I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote control should look fancy. The second important thing, the remote should be innovative, okay. Like the LCD screen that's quite innovative, so that should be great medium for this. And the third thing is, it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button channel volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber.
Mm.
Should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or sort of sponge bob.
Let's build it into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, a red, deep red and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they like. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow and stuff. And then I personally thought the front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something.
Mm-hmm.
And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah.
Different
we should
colors.
Decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think, like my colleague, you said, is that even better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something, with round squares. Simple, but easy to use.
Mm.
So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That
for the older people, a more traditional.
Yeah, like the older, colors.
You could
change the colors. That was also the idea. I don't know which shape you should take.
Colors.
Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of
the
remote control.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah.
Round
so
but square.
Round corners but square, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe then both groups won't buy it.
Yeah.
If you do it square with round corners but a little in the middle a bit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Kind of like
like this.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a good one.
Kind of like a beer glass.
So,
yeah.
But then.
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to have it to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's a good thing, so that's easy to use. People know that.
We'll recognize that as a remote
yeah.
control. What I saw on your.
Something like that. The autumn colors, like red, brown, they like the wood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Yeah. Kind of like old cars.
A bit old school style, Renaissance, medieval.
So we
put it all together.
Those kind of things. So you see a big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy
old
to do with
boring.
The color, I think.
So?
That's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because
yeah,
otherwise you have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, yeah, rubber,
Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials and spongy ones, and the old people like clay wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber. Soft rubber, you can feel it.
Yeah, I know.
But you have the like a eraser or something. That's a bit you can press it in, or something harder.
But like this kind of rubber.
Something like this, yeah.
It is quite hard.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
I don't think it's wrong.
No.
So we need a spongy feeling.
Did you have something?
We're going to invite SpongeBob. Maybe you can.
So we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah,
which
I think it's
a
better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it and can decide.
I also can't help but notice that you you had a remote control, but it had. And the LCD screen was rather small.
I think the LCD screen should be like
your size.
Yeah.
But I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of the.
Yeah, three quarters. So you don't have to put your.
Yeah, but it won't get that small when the LCD screen is.
So when you get this. Should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger, because you want to put your hand.
But if you can put your hand there, and then you won't touch the screen. So
yeah,
that's
okay.
True.
But not on the screen because.
That's
an idea. Looks a bit like a Game Boy now.
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you always get some.
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be kind of greasy and stuff.
But you won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
You don't want it
too
small. How large?
You have to, because some fat people with thick fingers will press three buttons at the same time.
But if you want to make it international, Japanese people get rather small hands.
Yeah, true. But we have a zoom option, right?
Zoom option? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You can make it larger to accompanying. A greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point. We want to do it with our fingers, right?
Your fingers, yeah.
You
can lose a pen.
Yeah, but I think people want to use a remote with their fingers.
Yeah,
because they're used to
that. If they think it's handy to use a pen. Yeah, I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be.
Maybe we have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all. If I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
So we can discuss these points. Now those points, energy ? How should we supply things with energy, and how are we going to do a separate docking station and then put accuracy? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy, more batteries, and then a
docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
maybe
the first point. We already decided that on the
rechargeable batteries,
yeah,
which you can recharge through the docking station.
Yeah.
So if the
like
batteries are dead,
I kind of like your.
You can change them.
Hey, you got some of those. Wireless mice.
Yeah.
Mouse.
Yeah.
A bit of mouse.
Yeah,
kind of like those kind of batteries.
Yeah. But it should be, I think, normal batteries,
normal plain batteries you can buy at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Or
simply rechargeable batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
You get. Yeah, I think so. Chip on print with a
pretty
simple. Yeah, not simple, but we also discussed that.
Yeah, well, how does that work with the LCD screen? You still have a print.
You always have a print plate.
Thank you, Phil.
Always have a print plate, right?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Always, so. I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It was in there and I didn't.
Chip on print, I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got an LCD screen, the buttons are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on your screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on the
print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than a normal print plate. So that's not any discussion, I think.
No, you need some kind of CPU, I guess.
I suppose so.
I don't think.
It is a simple CPU, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't know if
because it has
LCD
to.
It's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big.
But the remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah. Okay. True. True.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit or CPU. You know, in which state you are and in which button you are pressing it at the right moment.
Mm-hmm. Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD screen.
And a touchscreen makes it possible to get coordination of your finger and screen. In case, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from rubber and...
But the hard rubber like this or soft rubber or...
Hard rubber, I think. Yeah. That's easy to have.
It bounces back from the floor when you...
We have different colors.
this
color. Shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and a round shape. No, I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I think it should be a bit longer.
I think it meets more the young people than the older people.
Yeah
but that's what we wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. Well, and how about my idea of making it with one single curve?
I thought that was quite good.
Because it's a gadget, and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, you have a fancy design then. Right away.
If you put it on your table with an LCD screen, you don't have to get it in your head, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
It's not easier.
Yeah.
Alright.
So you can write that down and get a single curved rubber, fancy colored remote control.
You can draw it on your paper and then load it on the. And load it on the news or the server.
And about the user interface, there are also some questions about the concepts. I think you have some ideas.
Yeah, I have one.
You showed your drawing.
I just remembered a menu to go back to the first with touch options.
Yeah,
you can go back to this right away now.
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the plus.
I think
it's easier than.
I thought it was easier to remember this way. I don't know what they think.
Sorry?
Do you like the buttons horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
channel. Depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
Well, if you make it like this.
So it's
like
square.
This.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's easy. Yeah.
go from here.
Okay, I thought, okay.
And on here, all the buttons.
Take your time.
We'll
leave that to the usability engineering then.
Who's the usability engineering?
That's me.
Chief.
I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used. Because they can use that better.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, then I have that, those numbers.
Here's our. I don't really know.
Everybody's searching in his data.
Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
But I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on a normal remote.
Not sure how often it's used, but
what's usually
depends on the remote.
Looking here, but here's it's below, here also, and then here's next to each other. I think
because I have two televisions at home. One is horizontal, one is vertical. So
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, depends.
I think that the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Hmm.
Sure.
That's how it is usually. When I look here.
Okay,
that's what I see.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, where we will put the buttons.
I don't know.
It is user interface.
Yeah.
Content.
It's content, it's in the actual design. You should know where you need to place.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Interface.
And speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new
technology. It's easy for it. Where are you?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Thanks
but then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Yeah.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone, yeah.
Well, that's not even necessary, because you can make a very sensitive microphone. To make it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the
Yeah,
yeah, maybe at the bottom where you can hold it with your hand, that there's also a microphone over there.
So
that's not important. I think that's not very important, just it doesn't matter where the microphone is.
No, but you should decide for
me. Oh, okay, sure, okay.
What?
Underneath?
I think where it isn't seen most.
Indeed. It shouldn't be very
you could
visible.
Put it in a logo of the company.
Well, maybe just in
the spot
point out.
Yeah.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it, because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to put it?
Well, maybe
it doesn't make it any more fancy, because you get to see...
Actually it does, because you can find it better if you use it.
Yeah, but
it's a way for you to... So it makes it more fancy, because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
About the microphone, there is no button.
The microphone is a very small thing, but you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where is it? It isn't most insightful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Well, put it there.
Yeah.
What am I? That doesn't really matter.
No. Actually, it doesn't.
Okay.
Alright.
So?
Any more?
Type supplements.
Interface type?
Yeah, well. We already discussed
the
it.
Supplements.
Yeah.
Well,
I
the supplement is
the, like you said, like scroll next to the remote.
Yeah.
Isn't that handy? I think it's better to just type, tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, if the back button go back.
Yeah.
If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and it goes to that submenu.
This might not be different.
The young people do. Like
used to scroll.
Yeah,
I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if it's really to scroll. But the menu on JT they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu great with a scroll.
Yeah,
so you got a settings
faster.
If you
I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot
but
of
you
options,
you have a lot of options because when you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television.
Mm-hmm.
You should scroll down on a menu,
mm-hmm.
which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse, or just put it on a side, and it's very easy to use.
Okay, no problem.
And I think it would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side which you can touch.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface or different components? Everyone.
Comfort, clear shape.
Everybody
clear,
think they can.
Material is clear.
Yeah. What's the standard color?
Or sorry.
The standard. Yeah,
is there a standard color?
No, we have different color. How many colors?
You
have
different colors,
you
but you should have a standard
yeah.
color.
I think
black
is standard.
Yeah, black. I think is the standard.
But with a yellow.
If you want to be
darker, something like this color or something.
Just a regular
like
color.
Yeah.
And then have
or
silver covers to
I
use.
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think you see more silver.
See a lot of
silver
colors.
Silver and black.
Silver,
yeah,
black.
Silver,
silver
black
is
are
new
main
and
colors.
Also traditional. So
yeah. I think they have silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them. So I think
yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean
I think it's better to.
Yellow, yeah.
It could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Green?
But if you use silver,
yeah.
Rubber, silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when
yeah.
you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
yeah.
blue,
of course,
just
the fruity colors.
Yeah.
All kind
and
of
the autumn colors, like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red
mm-hmm.
and brown.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And do we have to have a normal black one or.
Who's it pinging?
Okay.
Who's
pinging?
Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well,
I don't know
what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes.
Okay.
And here are the individual actions and especially. Notice that the user interface are going to work together on prototype drawing on the smart board.
Yeah.
And of course, to all four of us, instructions
will
be emailed by
but
do
we have
coach.
We'll work together? Do we have to stay here? Or do we
well, I'd say just wait on email and find out.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think we should work.
Okay, well, that was what I had to say.
Yeah, I think
final thoughts from anyone?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Finished. Thank you very much.
So we can keep talking English now.
Ja, het is gewoon lekker wachten op dingen. Tot je e-mails krijgt.
Ja.
Yeah.
I'll make a new one for you.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, well, I'll try to put the minutes in the project folder as soon as possible.
Okay.
Right.
Hopefully faster this time. Okay, good luck.
Bye.
You stand here?
Here, for fun.
Yeah. This is a smart board, so.
Yeah. So we have to keep talking?